This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Western governments lined up on Monday to condemn Vladimir Putin's landslide election victory as unfair and undemocratic. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
Here is EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell.
This election has been based on repression and intimidation.
But China, India, and North Korea congratulated the veteran Russian leader on extending his rule by a further 6 years. The contrasting reactions underscore the geopolitical fault lines that have gaped wider since Russia invaded Ukraine 2 years ago, triggering the deepest crisis in relations with the West since the end of the Cold War. The Kremlin dismissed the criticism, claiming the 87% of the vote won by Putin during the three-day election showed that the Russian people were consolidating around him.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. U.S. President Joe Biden warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday an Israeli military operation in Rafah would deepen anarchy in Gaza, and they agreed that teams from each side would meet in Washington to discuss it, the White House said. The United Nations humanitarian coordinator said on Monday his office could not pre-position aid for those fleeing Rafah in the event of an Israeli assault on the Gazan border town where thousands are sheltering under tarps or makeshift tents.
This is the entry point for all of our assistance into Gaza. And if there was to be an incursion, that would be that system we have, which is already precarious and intermittent, would then be broken.
Speaking from Jerusalem, Jamie McGoldrick said the UN humanitarian body could not plan its Gaza aid operation for more than 48 or 72 hours in advance because of conditions he described as uncertain and unstable.